Happy Monday. Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. Appreciate you guys jumping on board. If you're new to the show, subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, all that jazz, wherever you get your podcast, and enjoy the new episodes every Monday. Today's episode is a special episode. Holy hell, we have the audio from the Dr. Phil Live episode 5 with Nikki Glaser, Whitney Cummings, Trevor Wallace, and of course Jeremiah Watkins playing another wild character as he does every episode. This one was so fun. The response has been insane on YouTube. I appreciate you guys sharing, loving, watching. I mean, the response I get on the road is bananas. I was just in Chehalis, Washington, and Renton, Washington this weekend. Just got back. And, man, shows were wild. Hometown shows, more or less, you know, in Washington. Renton was, I guess, more hometown, closer to where I grew up. But we sold them out. 200-300-seat theaters, intimate, fun, insane crowds, taped them both, so a lot of clips coming from those. Had some local celebs in the house, some Seahawks, and it was just awesome. Shout-out to Monica, Nevy, great comedian, Brent, Gabe, everyone who helped put on those shows. Really special to do shows in your hometown, and the love, again, that I'm getting for this Dr. Phil shit. You know, hey, man, going to keep it sporadic and not, you know, make it uncool too quick. But you guys going nuts for it makes it so fun to do and gets me jacked to keep putting out new, exciting, different, fun shows. But I got Dr. Phil merch with me at every show now, and those are selling. And everyone just got real fired up when I brought up, have you seen these Dr. Phil specials? And I got to be honest, it felt really cool, and I love it because it... I don't know. It's just I really enjoy doing it, and it's makes it that much sweeter when people enjoy it and really look forward to it. So I love you. I love Seattle. Thank you guys for coming out to the shows. Enjoy this episode. It's incredible. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. We want to start putting the audio up so you guys could have this if you're driving around or flying or just want to listen to it because they're really fun to listen to, I've been told. So enjoy this. Follow all those guys on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. And we got Bill Burr coming up this week for round two of Dr. Phil Live. And March, April, May guests will be announced very soon. But until then, enjoy this brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast. Oh, shit. Tour dates. AdamRayComedy.com. This week, I'm in Vegas at the Laugh Factory in the Tropicana for Super Bowl weekend. Holy shit. Come out and see me. Vegas, Tropicana, Laugh Factory, February 8th through the 11th. And then I'm at Riot Comedy Club in Houston next weekend, February 16th and 17th. Riot Comedy Club, Houston, Texas, February 23rd and 24th. Hyenas in Dallas, February 23rd and 24th. Dallas, Hyenas Comedy Club. And then we're going, where are we going? Shit, we're going March 14th through the 17th with Burt Kreischer. March 28th through the 30th, Olsen Run Comedy Club in Eugene, Oregon. That's a new spot. Eugene, Oregon, March 28th through the 30th. And then we're going to Detroit Comedy Castle, April 4th through the 6th. Denver Comedy Works, 18th through the 20th of April. And the hits just keep on coming. AdamRayComedy.com for all those tickets and tour dates. Adam Ray Comedy on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. And enjoy this episode. I'll see you guys on the road, and God bless you. God bless you for watching the Doug documentary. That's also on YouTube. Fuck, I keep forgetting. And, This American Life just did a piece on me. The NPR show that's got millions of listeners did a piece on that Max video I did that kind of went viral where the folks told me their son was dead, and then we did a little song about it, and This American Life did a piece on it. So you can go listen to that wherever you get your podcast. All right, enough out of me. Enjoy Dr. Phil, Episode 5 with Whitney Cummings and Nikki Glaser. Dr.
Phil! Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man you came to see, are you ready? Here he is! Give it up for Dr.
Comedy Store, make some noise. You guys excited to be here tonight or what? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. We got every type of person in here tonight. I'm fired up. We got a good show for you. Tonight's show is all about creation, okay? Now, whether that means creating a hour worth of material that you might prepare for a stand-up comedy special, or creating a life, okay, that you might love until it tells you to go fuck yourself,
Creation also could mean, okay, maybe creating a problem for yourself. Maybe you try to solicit some kids to do stuff to you, and you think you'll get away with it because you're the Subway sandwich spokesman. Too soon? We all make choices, okay? Good choices, poor choices, but we know what we're getting after, okay? A turn for the better, right? I know myself, I've got a handful of do-overs in my life, regrets, okay? We all have them. Hell, I'd like to go back to 1998. Shout out, right? Remember 1998? Who remembers 1998? Let's start there, okay? Just checking. That was a good time. I'd love to go back there and tell Oprah, I know it was her who took my chicken pot pie in the fridge instead of harassing and slashing the tires of a young PA named Tanner who I think had Asperger's. I'd love to change that in my life, but I can't. But I'd like to. But I can't because why? Say it with me. I can't. Exactly. You got it. Say it with me. Make choices. You have to, okay? Life's full of them. We've all made poor choices. I can see a bunch of people in here tonight who fucked up on the reg. We'd like to turn that bus around back towards, I'm doing better avenue. But you can't, okay? But let's get to know what some of those problems are. My man, what's your first name? Go ahead and say it for the crowd.
Aaron.
The fuck did you call me? I don't like his attitude or energy. Let's go to this side of the room. All right. So what cat attacked you in the bushes before you came in here tonight?
Persian cat.
Persian cat? Way to go with the bit. I like your haircut. That was me deflecting. I have no hair. Stand up and show the crowd what you're working with real quick. Look at this fucking... Holy shit. Ch-ch-ch-chia. Can I feel it? Yep, that's real human hair. That's real human hair. Fuck yeah. How long have you had your hair like that? Let me put the mic in front of your face so people can hear you.
10 years.
10 years. And are you a hairstylist?
No, I get my hair done.
Okay. Well, look at you, money bags. Okay. That was a fucking flex if I've ever heard one. And who is this to your left? A softball coach from 1994? Stand up, sir. Show everyone your fucking look. Look at this guy. Yeah. He definitely has said this two or three times in his life. Back on the back, Jacob! What's your name, fella?
Michael.
Michael, what do you do here in Los Angeles? And Michael, have you made a choice in the last 48 hours that you would like to go back and flip on the other side?
This jacket, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well played. Yeah, well, I was deflecting again. I like that jacket. What about for realsy? What was your first name?
Alina.
Okay, and Alina, what about you? Any choices in the last couple of weeks that you're like, oh, fuck me?
I can't think of anything right now.
Are you high as balls on methamphetamines, Aliana? Yeah. You wish? Yeah. Do you do drugs? You don't? Yeah. Okay, and why not?
I've never really been around people that do drugs.
Yeah, well, you're looking at a huge fucking pothead, so I'd love to just drizzle some shake on your face and let you... breathe it in for the next couple hours, but we'll move back on to fucking this piece of shit who tried to pull the rug out from under me ASAP. What's your name one more time for the audience at home?
Aaron.
Yeah, didn't get any clearer the second time. Okay, Aaron, how do you spell that? A-R-A-N?
A-R-E-N.
Okay, all right, fucking easy, all right. Now, Aaron, what about you? What do you do for work, first of all?
Construction.
Okay, and was that the dream?
Yes.
Okay, so as a young boy, you were like, I could probably put this fucking seesaw together better, and I'd love to do it for money as an adult, yeah?
That's about right.
Okay. I don't think I like your fucking attitude right now, if I'm being perfectly honest, but I'm going to make it work. So, okay, choices, Aaron. In the last, let's say, 2 days, have you done something where you've been like, fuck, you know, I wanted to do that, and I ended up doing that instead. You know what I'm saying? Something you'd like to do over is what I'm getting at.
I would have liked to sit further away.
We'll be right back. Yeah, that was perfect. That's what we call timing in the comedy business. Keep it going for Aaron. If that's his real fucking name. I don't think it is. But we'll figure it out before the show's end, I'll tell you that much. Well, look. If you can do it right, then you can do it all night. And I said that on NyQuil 2 nights ago. But I back it up and I believe it, okay? But again, you gotta believe in what you're doing and what you're feeling and what you're dreaming and thinking to make sure that it, you know, fills up your day to day. I've got someone in my life currently, my first guest, matter of fact, who's dealing with some poor choices of his own, okay? This guy has recently broken out of a relationship for cheating on his girlfriend, okay? It's not fun, I'll tell you that much, okay? My man, you ever been cheated on? No, my man? Yeah, you have? What's your name?
Angel.
Well, that's... Well, what did you... Were you fucking the devil? Why'd you get cheated on? That took me too long to come up with. Okay, well, we'll edit this out. Angel, what... Angel, who... Did you cheat or you got cheated on?
I got cheated on.
Well, fuck that bitch. Where is she right now?
God knows.
God knows? Yeah. Is she on Facebook?
I think so.
Do you have her phone number? No, you don't. Yeah, it's probably for the best, because I would have forced you to call her right now, which would have been great for all of us, but shitty for the girl that's next to you. Yeah. Well, good for you. And how long have you guys been an item? 7 years. Let's go. Give it up for the new love in the house. That's a beautiful thing, and it's a beautiful thing to see live. And what my first guest struggles with, Angel, is just that. He can't keep it in his pants. He cheated on his girlfriend with 11 hookers in Vegas. 3 of them were women, okay? 5 had herpes, and all of them hadn't showered. And now he's trying to figure out how to put the pieces back together. We'll see if we can figure it out with him. You guys ready for your first guest tonight on the Dr. Phil Live Show? Keep that energy going for my first guest. Please make it loud for Tad, everybody. Tad, let him hear it. Come on, here he comes. All right, that's it, DJ. You can turn that bullshit off. What an entrance. Grab another mic. Yeah.
Okay. What's up, bitches and ladies? Huh.
Okay. You're one of those guys, huh? Okay. Well, we didn't do a pre-interview, so this is my first time meeting Tad. Just from the looks of you, you look like a...
Fly as hell?
You look like a guy that played for Michael, and he said, hey, don't do drugs, and you did them anyway. Do you know what I'm saying? Now, Tad, you, like I said, are now recently single. How's that working out for you?
It's pretty sick because I get my dick wet on the reg now.
Okay. Right. Arn, right? And,
Arn, you little cutie.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, okay? Okay. Settle down. Now, Tad, where do you get... Now, is Tad your birth name? As a young boy, your parents named you Tad on purpose?
Short for Tatador.
Tatador, okay.
Yeah.
And, Tad, you're having a problem as of late connecting with humans and keeping it in your pants. Why is that? What is it so about the opposite sex that gets you so fired up to entangle with?
Dude, I just love nutting so much.
Sure. And if you could explain nutting for some of the people in here who don't... know all the slang.
Nutting is when you love a woman very much.
Yeah, I don't know why he's picking this guy, but okay, it's all right, sir. Just lean into it.
Nutting is when you love a woman very much for 30 seconds and then you don't care about her never, ever again.
Okay, Jesus Christ, Tad. We got kids watching on YouTube. Now,
you're welcome. Signed, Uncle Tad.
Okay, shut the fuck up. Yo, what is that? Who does that anymore? How do you do that? What do you do that for?
Just packing a fat dip and a fat puss dip.
Wait, packing a fat dip and a fat pussy or packing a fat dip in a fat pussy? Which one is it?
Dude, dealer's choice, bitch.
Okay. Can't argue with that logic. I try to, but I'm not gonna. Tad, do you do drugs? Is that a false accusation?
Yeah.
And what's your favorite drug? Because we've got some people in the front row who are failing to participate in that part of life. No judgment, but what about drugs got you so excited about 2024?
I started snorting vape juice recently. It's pretty sick.
Yeah, anybody? I heard a couple woos in the back. We got some fellow juice vapers.
Any vapists?
My man? Yeah, and what's your name, sir? Jake, and how long you been sucking... There's a better way for me to phrase this question. Jake, how long you been drinking vape juice? Okay. Oh, this is a real conversation we're about to have, yeah? I thought you were joking for the sake of the bit. Okay. Jake, what do you do for work, baby? You grow weed. Where do you grow it? North Hollywood. North Hollywood. And let's give your... yeah? Are you wooing for weed or North Hollywood? Both? Okay. And we'll take it from here. But I think that there's something... Jake, I think there's something about North Hollywood that's got people jacked up to grow pot, yeah? How big is your dispensary or garden or farm?
Farm.
It's a farm? Okay. Yeah. Do you have animals there?
No.
No? All right. You don't have to be a dick about it. I'm just trying to make small talk with you. And what's your favorite animal, Jake?
Lion.
Okay. You said that like if there was a wrong answer to the question... that Tad would nut on your face or something. You're fine.
And you know I will.
Yeah, no, we know you will. That's why I said it, Tad. Now, Tad, okay. You're a mother's worst nightmare, but I feel like you also probably hit it off with the moms from time to time. Did you and your ex's mom get along?
Well, yeah, for sure, but then they get pissed when I try to bang their mom.
Okay. And that's what I'm talking about. Tad, you clearly have a tough time picking one person to spend your days with, and I'm going to try to fix you with a little game called Smash or Pass, okay? Where I'm going to throw up a bunch of photos on the screen, okay, and ask you, Tad, if you'd smash or pass. Now, what I mean by smash, for the lingo, people that are failing to recognize what I mean by that, I mean smash, like you go inside of them. Yeah, okay, I didn't know you were doing that right next to me, but yeah. Some form of that means smash. You would do that with the person consensually, and pass meaning like if the person were, oh my God. Okay, maybe we shouldn't play this game. This was a bad idea. Okay, okay. So there's someone on the end of that. Where the fuck did that go? All right, let's just play the game. Are you guys ready to play smash or pass? Let's do it real quick. All right, here we go. Let's put the first image up on the screen. Okay, I already feel bad. Oh, shit. All right, this is one of my baristas at the Coffee Bean. Tad, go ahead. Smash or pass. Your thoughts? Come on.
Is there a bottom half of this photo?
Okay, next slide, Steven. Jesus fucking Christ. What did you Google, bitch? All right, Tad, please, respond quickly so we can move on.
I'll say smash.
Okay. I like that answer, and I like that mentality, right? Let's swipe to the right. Okay.
Pass.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Hey, to each his own. Let's see the next slide. Well, they're hot.
Dude, definitely smash.
Yeah. This is... This is the Dixie Chicks before they got famous, I think. Right? Yeah. Okay. Is it, yeah. Angel, do you know who that is?
No idea.
Are you serious? Well, I can't believe people are booing your lack of Hansen knowledge. That's a first. All right. Next slide, Steven. Okay.
Oh, dude.
This is a tough one because she's got that fun accent, but she's also a cunt, you know? So it's a toss up. One of those classic conundrums, right?
I think Ivanka. I do.
Oh, okay. All right. So you'd smash. All right. Next slide, Steven. Yikes.
Dude, I've nutted to this chick so many times.
Okay. Next slide, Steven. Gypsy Rose Blanchard. If you're not familiar with Gypsy Rose Blanchard, her mother put her through some Munchausen family matters, family Adams family situation. And told her that she was sick, and then she wasn't, and then Gypsy killed her mom and just got out of jail 2 weeks ago. Have you guys heard about this story? It's fucking banana sandwich, and I took two bites of it, and I can't stop eating. But she's so now she's out of jail, and she's got no mom, but she's still got those braces. So
The mom's gone now, right?
Right.
So that's one less set of hormones I have to worry about, so let's smash, dude.
Okay, okay, give it up for Tad. All right, he's going to smash. All right, I think that's it. Tad, we might see you later on in the show. Thanks for coming out. Good luck to you. One more time for Tad, you guys. He's trying to do his best. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Nikki Glaser and Whitney Cummings. We'll be right back. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
This episode of the About Last Night podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Give online therapy a try at betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight and get on your way to being your best self. Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. And look, life gets tough, okay? We all have the ups and downs, the struggles, the strifes, work, life, relationships. It's all a big pile of, eh? So it helps to talk it through with somebody, okay? Therapy can be a place to work through the challenges you face in all of your day-to-day, whether it's work, friends, significant other, whatever. There's a common misconception about relationships, right? That they have to be easy to be right. But sometimes the best ones happen when both people put in the work to make them great. I've benefited from these guys. Okay, it's nice to have somebody to talk it through and just get stuff off my chest and not burden the people in my life with stuff that that I just need a little bit of a boost and an upgrade in discussion on. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, I'm telling you, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you gotta do is fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/aboutlastnight to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/aboutlastnight to get 10% off your first month.
This fall on ABC, America's favorite fictional children's book character makes his way to network TV. And he's cleaning house one more time.
Shut the fuck up and put the shit in the bag.
But now, he's doing things a little bit differently.
Put the shit in the bag. What are you doing, man?
Shut the fuck up.
Put some shit in the fucking bag.
Faster, faster. There you go, iPod. iPods are nice. Yeah, yeah, better not have any fucking gay shit on that thing.
Put it in the goddamn bag.
Faster, Jesus. Can I sell those books?
I said, can I sell those books?
Yes, yes.
Shut up.
Faster, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You're my fucking hero, man.
Shut the fuck up. You want me to get caught? You want your favorite character to get caught and go to jail? Get raped by some guy named Phil with a giant dick in prison, huh, kid? The Cat in the Hat? That'd be a great Dr. Seuss tale, wouldn't it?
The Cat in the Hat
went to jail, took in the ass by a guy named Dale. Would you read that to your kids?
Faster!
The Cat in the Hat, cleaning house.
What the hell happened to you?
Oh, tell your sister I said thing one and thing two, or winking at her. And by thing one and thing two, I mean my fucking ball sack.
This fall on ABC.
Mom, I gotta go. Because I've got an erection. Jeez. Sorry, guys. Adam Ray here. Hope you're enjoying this episode of Dr. Phil Live. Today's episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, fellas. Is that okay? Are you by yourself? It doesn't matter if you got family around. Because look, the old days of performance anxiety and can I do this? Can I do that? Is she going to think it's too whatever? Size matters. But you know what? You matter. And that's why Blue Chew is something you got to focus on. It's a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead and be ready for when that opportunity arises, no pun intended. It's a simple way to do it. You sign up at BlueChew.com, you consult with one of their licensed medical professionals, providers, and once you're approved, you receive your prescription within days, maybe hours. The best part of waking up is having a hard-on that makes sense. It's all done online. No doctor's office visit, no awkward conversations. Is this a proper size? Who cares? No waiting in line at the pharmacy. That's always so embarrassing. Hey, you getting a boner pill? Don't talk to me. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door in a discreet package, so no one knows. I love that part. They come to my door, no one knows what it is. I go, hey, it's a new tea. It's not. Does it work? Yeah, dude. Try it for a month and you'll see. And if you don't like it, well, that's on you, but you're going to love it. You're going to be missing out potentially on the best sex of your life. And we all love sex, even cartoons. I mean, I know people that watch a lot of cartoon porn. With Blue Chew, men everywhere are excited to see the postman because when your package has arrived, your package has arrived. They always say first impressions are important. So what about lasting impressions, huh? What about making sure that she or he goes, wow, this guy knows what's up? Literally, they say there's nothing sexier than confidence, and Blue Chew can help give you the confidence where it counts, in your nether regions, in the penis ball area. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex, and so do I, okay? Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. Got a special deal for you right now. If you want to try Blue Chew for free, use the promo code BERIGHTBACK at checkout and just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code BERIGHTBACK to receive your first month free. One more time, visit BlueChew.com, promo code BERIGHTBACK for that deal. More details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Enjoy it, live it up, make good choices, and have fun out there. And be safe, Blue Chew. Huh? Back to the episode. I can't wait to see that show. Make some goddamn noise if you're excited for a show that doesn't exist. Let's go. Angel, let's go. Fucking give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Angel, what's going on with you right now?
I'm pretty high. Oh.
Now, did you smoke or ingest edibles before the night began?
I smoked a joint.
Just one joint? Yeah? And yeah, and it's got you pretty comatose, some would say. Yeah, and what are you thinking about right now? If you could have any food, Angel, what would you want?
Probably In-N-Out Burger.
Okay. Now, are you also high?
We've all smoked, yeah.
Fuck yeah. All right. Now, I hate to, bring up the past, but is this maybe why your ex cheated on you? She wasn't a fan of the pot, huh?
I don't think so, no.
Well, you know what? She fucking rules, I'll tell you that much. Front row. I don't think you guys realize to sit front row, baked out of your goddamn mind at a comedy show where someone looks like me. You might be a redneck. I don't know. However the joke goes. But good on you, Angel. Thanks so much for bearing the elements. My next guest, boy, they are living legends, okay? You guys have probably seen them. They've got 10 stand-up comedy specials between them. They've hosted reality shows. You've seen them on all sorts of podcasts. They've had thousands of killer performances on The Conan O'Brien Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, The Tonight Show, and The Howard Stern Show, okay? They've created shows such as Two Broke Girls, and EP'd and starred in shows like F-Boy Island, Not Safe, and Love You Mean It. They've also been on a huge stand-up comedy tour. When they're not doing their podcast, a Nikki Glaser podcast, and Good For You with Whitney Cummings, they're touring the world, making you guys laugh and feel better about your life. And now they're here live in the flesh tonight, right now. Should we bring them out? I'm going to need a little bit more, Comedy Store. It's fucking Wednesday night. It's Wednesday night in 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Nikki Glaser and Whitney Cummings. Wow. Guys, one more time for Nikki Glaser and Whitney Cummings, huh?
Thank you.
What a fucking treat.
That's so nice.
What a treat. I thought there were things to put my feet on, but there's not.
Yeah, there's not.
Yeah, shit. So I just got to ride a unicycle?
No.
What the fuck?
No.
Okay,
no.
Yep, all right.
We have to finish.
Someone's
Elf
getting
on a
fired.
Shelf.
Yeah. I asked for chairs with the thing at the bottom. Okay, well. Go ahead. Into the mic. What were you saying?
I just gave birth. My vagina can't do this.
Well, not with that attitude. Yeah. You got to believe in yourself.
I know what it's like to be Brad Williams.
Brad Williams, great comedian, little person, could be under your seats. Go ahead and give it a quick check. Give it a quick check before you leave tonight's program. Boy, I'm fired up. You guys are two of my favorite people on planet
you
Earth.
You look ridiculous. Off the
ground. Yeah, these are my stepmom's shoes, so you can blame her for the fashion choice.
Why is that a grown man's foot being off the ground? You could just never have sex with them. Ever.
Oh, here we go. Men suck. The floor is yours, Whitney. God fucking damn it. All right.
It's just like,
some fun tonight.
This is hot. I'm like, he looks hot. He looks okay. Hot. Never mind. Just something.
No, I'll meet you halfway. Doing this, Amelia, my boner goes inside of my butt when I do this. A better way to say that. You guys doing good?
Yeah.
Excited to see you. Have you guys ever been, you've been on plenty of shows together, podcasts, but you ever been on stage in this format together?
No. I'm curious why we got paired. Yeah.
Say it again.
Why did we get paired up?
Because you're fun. And Larry the Cable Guy said no. No, that's not true. I don't know.
For which one of us?
But I did hit him up on Facebook.
I'm curious the logic.
Oh, just fun. Well, this show is all about people that are down to fucking play. DFW,
yeah.
Down for whatever.
Okay.
And you guys are two of the best in the business and the funniest people on the fucking planet. Am I right?
That's so nice.
Yeah.
And I'll say that, and then I'll say it again into a microphone in front of people.
Why is your paper so crumpled? Like, what happened between the printer and now? Also, who uses...
Printer, I wrote this. This is my penmanship. I write in Courier New, bitch. I don't. This is all typed 10 spaces. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an assistant, so I could use... But now, this is coming from people that are...
Robin?
I don't like to burden her with my extracurricular activities.
Right.
Now, riddle me this, okay? Because you guys are busy as shit, right? How do you find the time to print paper for your... But you know what I'm saying? Or to feed yourself? I mean, it's
printing
a grind.
Printing is hard. I feel like I've kept dating a guy because he had a printer that was like reliable in the past. Because you have to go to Kinko's or your hotel lobby, but yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you only need it like 3 times a year.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
The worst amount of time.
Yes. A printer? Yeah. What was the last thing you printed? Do you remember?
Suicide note.
Oh shit. Funny. You guys should be laughing a lot harder. That's very funny.
No, we're women. That was actually pretty good.
Write mine in blood.
Yeah.
I think you'd have to. I like that you would type it probably.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Just like wingding so no one could understand.
You'd do a Google Doc and add your family. Just they can edit.
That's fucking funny. Have your family edit your suicide note. Hey, you guys mind checking this out real quick? See if this is the right bridge to jump from?
Anything, I forgot.
It's crazy to be up here, all three of us together, okay? Because I've watched you from afar, okay? First time meeting you, first time fan, long time listener.
Well, I did your podcast, Dr. Phil.
We did
the Kelly Clarkson show together.
Well, okay. Well, I'm on a lot of Vicodin these days. And I forgot about the Clarkson moment, but that's because I think once she sings, I forget what's happening.
Totally. But you were there to give her Ozempic, I think.
Was she saying again? By the way, Ozempic, is that still a thing, or are we moving on?
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Now, where do they put it, and how do you get it? And who's on it?
Everyone is on it.
Everyone.
Is it like steroids for baseball players? You know how baseball players are throwing guys under the bus? Yeah. You're like, this guy's on. Sammy Sosa's juicing. Roger Clemens is juicing.
Yeah.
Is it like Oprah's on the Oz, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not saying that, but I wasn't making a joke. I don't care if Kelly Clarkson does Ozempic. I would fucking do Ozempic too. I tried. I was like trying to lose 10 pounds recently, and I was like desperate one night. You've been there. And we've share eating
there.
Disorder stuff where it's just like you're just like 5 pounds will make my life better if I lose it.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, and I typed in my stats to check if I could get it, and they said I was too thin for it, and I was like,
get the fuck out of here!
It's like really? So I was like, seriously? Okay. But I do, if I ever need to do it, I think I'll just gain 80 pounds to lose 90. I think that's what I'll have to do because that's how you can get it. Because it does work. But I don't think it's cheating. People are like, it's cheating. And I go, how is that cheating? And they're like, it's the easy way out. But if you do it, you have to do it forever. You have to stab yourself in the stomach, and you have diarrhea till you die. Like, that's pretty much, is that cheating?
It's the only way I can come.
Now, Whitney, you bring up a great point.
Also, really good. Can I steal what you're doing with your body?
Please, do it. Do exactly this.
I can't, thank you. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Yeah.
I'm going to regret it when I see it. I'll be like, I thought that looked cool, and I'm just going to look like a scared, nervous gargoyle. Just.
You do look like Anne Frank.
Thank you.
Drink five. Drink five if you're playing the Anne Frank drinking game at home. Every time Whitney mentions Anne Frank, you take a sip of that Zima. So you said diarrhea is the only way you can come. And I know you said it as a joke.
Now, it does feel great.
What diarrhea
does? Another day, my friends are always like, I have diarrhea, it's awful. When I have it, I'm like, it feels good. Like, it feels, I don't do it all day. I'm just like, it's like 5 minutes and I'm done. And I'm like, ugh. Like, I feel like I just did ayahuasca or something. I feel cleansed. I talk to my dead grandmother during it. I reconcile with my childhood self. I don't know if I'm just sweating in a yurt, shitting into a bucket. Does anyone relate to feeling good after you have diarrhea? Okay, good. So it's not all bad. Thank you. I feel so less alone. I really was scared to even say that, but you were on board. Okay, good.
I mean, you just turned this fucking show into Diarrhea Anonymous. Who else talks to their dead relatives when they shit their brain? I mean, I've been there. It is freeing.
Well, because it's getting something out of you that needs to get, it's exercising, you know, the what you need to get out. So it's, yeah, it makes sense.
Don't fix me.
Of course you got, don't fix me.
I'm fine.
He picks up your phone because you dropped it, and you said, don't fix me.
That is a problem I have. You can ask my wife, Robin. I'm a fixer. I'm a people pleaser.
You are a fixer.
And I'm a people needer. Do you know what I mean by that? Angel, do you know what I mean by that? Thank you so much, Andrew.
By the way, you've been married for like 30 years?
30 years, yeah.
What's the secret to a successful 30-year...
Anal. No, I'm just kidding. Parcheesi. A lot of board games. A lot of board games and a lot of listening. A lot of listening about the side effects of anal. And Nikki, it's funny you mentioned diarrhea because... You know, on our second season of the Dr. Phil daytime show, we had a couple on that was into butt play. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, whether it's butt plugs or just fingers or a whole hand. Like,
I don't know why ass eating is a thing. Was that part of it?
Oh, yeah. It was anything, you name it to do with the butt. It was the entire Cheesecake Factory menu. Ass eating, rim job, rim job, blow job combo, finger butt, fist butt, someone else's fist.
Ass to ass.
Ass to ass. Well, that's called a 29. Yeah. We'll be right back. We'll keep it right here. Okay.
A 29.
All right.
What is the but why are people eating ass?
You know, I think on the show. Okay, we found. On the show, we found that it's something about mixing it up, but also some people, like you said. We're born with different things that they enjoy. You know, we all have different passions. We can all say, you know, comedy we enjoy, right? Connecting. And then some people are like, you know, stick your face in my asshole before I start my day. And I can't relate because I'm more of an Eggs Benedict guy, but... I don't know what's happening, but... All right, what else we got?
I don't know. The best part of waking up.
It's the best part of waking up is getting your ass eaten. Yeah. Take that, Folgers. Now.
Wait, Whitney, do you not understand the eating of it or the having it be eaten?
Great question, Nikki.
I guess, or is it all confounding?
You just talk about, like, sweating when you shit, so I don't know why your guy would do any of it. I don't know if I understand. Like, I can't tell if we're all pretending it feels good or we actually love it. Does anyone love getting their ass eaten? Really?
Okay, that was way more woos than I thought we would hear. Now, who really said woo? And I want to hear from. Is this okay?
Have to see your face.
Who? We don't have to. Right here.
Woo! Oh, bitch.
Okay, what's your name, street address, and pin number?
But wait, you don't eat ass. You like it being eaten, right? Okay, thank you. Yeah,
it's a huge difference.
Yeah. It is a huge difference.
Huge difference. Joey, there's a huge difference. Yeah. Okay, what's your name? Natalie. And Natalie, when did it happen from a significant other, or was it just a random occurrence? You knew it was like it was a part of the game plan, right? You didn't just bend over to pick up a dollar and somebody just... Charlie Bucket style. I got the next golden ticket. Remember that in Willy Wonka? And then somebody just ate Charlie's asshole. It wasn't that, was it? Okay. So, okay. So it was a boyfriend or just a random hookup?
Wait, did you say girlfriend?
I said boyfriend, but it could be girlfriend.
Which one? Assumed she was a lesbian because that's what I did.
Yeah. Well, the beanie and the vest are, you know, definitely loud, but yeah. Okay. So what? Okay. So was it a guy or a girl?
It was a guy.
Okay. And what's his name? Just the first part.
Emmanuel.
You got eaten, your butt got eaten by a guy named Emmanuel. That's the worst part of this story. I thought you were gonna say like Chad or Kendrick or fucking, you know, another black guy name, you know, but you said Emmanuel sounds like, you know, a PE teacher from 1986. Okay, now what did it feel like? Interesting. That's
interesting.
A good way. Yeah.
But you said you're like into it?
What happens when a guy brings that up?
Were you ready for it?
Great question.
You were in he didn't care.
And you were just sure your butthole was like ready to for that.
Wow.
What, how, what's your butt prep? Did you know? I would need like 45 minutes.
Wait, why? Well, that feels like a long time, and I'm not the only one that's thinking that right now. What the fuck are you doing to your butthole? What happened to 12 minutes like a normal adult?
You have to get the right amount of mirrors lined up
gotcha.
To even see
okay,
that.
Okay, I'll stand corrected.
Yeah.
You have to like put your undercarriage in the
yes.
sink
okay.
for a
yes.
quick wash.
Okay, so the so it's the bidet before the bidet.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to just get shit sorted.
Okay, and so once you get everything locked and what was your first name again?
Natalie.
And so Natalie, so Emmanuel, does he say something before he does it or does he just go... Here comes a surprise. I don't like the way even I said that. What the fuck did I just say? And I meant it. I'm sorry you're here. All right.
Do you have sex after?
No.
No, no sex.
I guess what Whitney's asking is it the appetizer or the main course? It's the main course. So... ass eaten, and then you just stand up, and he's like, all right, well, that was fucking tight. Hey! And fucking check your DMs tomorrow. Like, what does he say, or where does he go, and what, do you just check your email like that didn't happen? Yeah, you do? Did you? What did you watch that night? Did you call anybody? Who'd you call? Family member, yeah. All right. Well, thank you for sharing, guys. Keep it going for Natalie. That's a big deal. That's a big deal to open up, literally. Literally and figuratively. Hey, speaking of opening up, we got a new mother in the house to my left, Whitney Cummings. Make some fucking noise for that.
I thank you. That's very nice. I keep forgetting I'm someone's mom. Isn't that why did I just do any of that to you? I'm so this is bad.
No, that's great.
I feel like this is the show I will lose custody of my child in 10 years. They're going to pull
fuck
your
no.
show up.
I disagree. I think there's no one more fit to be a mom. You're a caring, a considerate human.
Oh, that's
yep.
very...
And, I've seen the way you are with people and strangers, so I feel like that would only double down with someone that came out of you.
By the way, you have?
What, yeah, I watch you. I've got Google Earth.
I wasn't that big when I was pregnant.
What is that like, by the way? I mean, I can't even begin to understand. You guys are fucking superheroes. Is it as crazy as it... Yep.
I don't. Let's not go overboard
well,
with
no,
the
it is.
Male feminists.
Well, I do want to ask. Is it, was it as insane as... Do you have people in your life go, look out, and then it was crazier, or was it less crazy?
Oh, of when I was pregnant?
No, when you had a... when you had a pizza 2 years ago. Yeah, we're talking about the baby. Yeah. When Domino's messed up your order on the app. What the fuck are we talking about, Whitney? Yes, the baby.
But like, having it in my belly, not
yes.
giving birth
yes.
to it.
Yes. Okay.
So having it in my belly, I gotta be honest, the biggest surprise is I've never had more guys hit on me than when I was pregnant. Do you know why that is?
Well,
because I couldn't get pregnant.
No, I'm well, something about carrying another life. I think guys, we've got that human caveman, and I just, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about, but but if I were to guess, I think it's something about, you know, there's an extra layer of like, oh, she's
she's fertile.
She's what?
She's fertile.
That's the word I was looking for.
I can maybe come in her someday and make one of me.
There
yes.
it is, yeah. I think guys innately have this, and it sucks that we are this fucking narcissistic. We're like, oh, if she can carry that,
yes.
she can probably carry another of me at some point.
Yeah, well, it makes sense because we used to need to make a lot of ourselves. So if you were in a tribe and you saw this woman always getting pregnant, you're like, I'm lining up next.
Right.
Like, she can go to full term with this. So, yeah. But my friend said the same thing. She just started telling people she's pregnant, and she said, men have, like, the horniest reaction ever. And what? She's not even showing. They're just like, you are. And they start kind of, like, fumbling and, like, getting nervous and sweating. Yeah.
So I did go to Pornhub.
Oh, that's weird. Ooh.
To find out, like, how do you have sex pregnant? Like, I just want to see what like,
oh,
the
right.
configuration is,
yeah.
you know, without aborting it by accident. Mm-hmm. And
that deserved more. You
no,
guys should
yeah,
laugh.
No,
that
it
was
didn't.
Funny.
No, it didn't.
He's hung like a coat hanger.
That was fair.
Holy shit. My mustache almost fell off after that one.
An honor. It's an honor.
And I go to like just do some research, and it had like 25 million views. And I was like, oh, well, porn, pregnant porn's a thing. Have you seen it?
Duh. Okay,
it's
I'm not gonna lie up here
wild.
On my own show.
People are into it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Again, there's something about, you know, but I do worry about, you know, if you connect with the child, right?
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm sorry.
Emotionally. Connect with the child.
All right, let's move on.
Like its hand might grip the tip of your dick.
No, you know, you ever...
What do you mean?
Like the Michelangelo painting, just touch a tip...
You mean like an emotional connection?
Yeah.
Let's go with that. No, I mean...
No, I hear there's like a plug that comes up, so it can't...
Remember in Knocked Up when Seth Rogen was like...
Yes.
And he's like, I don't want to fuck the kid's head.
Yes.
That guys are that feeble-minded. We don't fucking get it, mm-hmm. you know? So I think...
Dude, my baby has CTE.
That's why you got to eat that pregnant ass. Your baby has
CTE. It is exciting. Again, you guys, some of these jokes are going right over your fucking head. That was really fun. CTE from getting dick slapped in the womb. If I had to break it down. Now, okay, so did it change? Now, I want to, you know, without getting too sentimental, and we've exchanged some text messages, but it has, it's beautiful, yeah? Is it like, give me something.
Is the birth beautiful?
Okay, let's back it up. Let's go.
No.
Okay, so the birth, I guess I meant just once your child came out, was it all, it's been a blessing.
You're covered in blood.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. It's a horror show. It's a nightmare.
What do you want to tell people that they don't know, like women don't know?
Great question, Nikki.
That you weren't ready for. Thank you.
About childbirth?
Yeah, like what were you like? Well, it would have been nice to know this, that the blood thing is one thing, but that's like a carry moment.
Your pussy's too small.
Say it with me. Four. I don't know. It felt like a good riddle, you know, I don't know. Your pussy's too small for what?
They will cut you so it can fit, so the baby can come out. You're with me, bitch. They will just cut you, and there's nothing you can... Childbirth's not possible is basically the main takeaway. There's no cool way for it to come out.
Right.
And then you got to really make sure that when your OB is sewing you back up, you let them know, bitch.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, who are you talking about? Again, I've never been in a hospital room. I watched my kid's birth over Zoom. Well, adding a little ding soy and a noise when I do that, I think. So, did you scream? I mean, it's painful.
Yeah, I was on fentanyl. They gave me fentanyl. I know, I brought my own. They put me on fentanyl because that softens your cervix or whatever. And
yep.
All I can say is Prince died doing what he loved. That shit is incredible. I didn't feel a thing. Easy. So they have to sew you up, and you have to just be very clear with the gynecologist. I was like, let's not be a feminist about this. Let's like, so we're good.
Does breastfeeding hurt, or is it like hot? Is it like, not how I wanted to ask that. Fuck, remember do-overs, Angel? Remember earlier? I want to go back in time and rephrase that. But, you know, it's like guys historically have loved sucking on boobies. So
yeah.
Is it, and, you know, as a woman, I guess there's a part of foreplay where it's, you know, enjoyable. So is it like, but it's not, is it with the baby doing, it's not sexual.
Does it
but
feel, no.
I don't know what I'm trying to fucking ask right now.
I would have the same question, Dr. Phil.
No,
I would
it doesn't.
Have the same question.
I don't get off on my baby sucking my tit.
Okay.
But what if you close your eyes?
All you had to fucking
eyes.
Say. Jesus fucking Christ. Next question. Joe Coy. Okay. No, it is, but okay. So, well, riddle me this, Whit. Are you loving it?
Yeah.
Are you loving being a mom?
Yes.
Cool.
Totally.
Cool.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I think it's great.
Thank you.
And my kids are older, so it's like I harken back.
I do think a female comedian, you're going to have a kid at some point. Or you're going to.
Well, actually.
I feel like this
is actually
a movie Thinner. Like, you're cursing me with it. Don't do that to me.
I'm just saying, when female comedians, let's be honest, when they don't have kids, they become activists.
Yeah. Well, actually, and we've got a quick a shot, actually, of you and your new baby. Look at that. Oh. Look at that tiny little hand.
But hold on. It's just I had to post this. His hand is in here. I looked at him. I'm like, get out of the photo, fucker. mommy's the star here. But I didn't want to. Should I show his face?
Yes.
Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah.
Why is everyone like...
Pedophiles
are out there pedophiling,
regardless. Yeah, and all babies look alike. They're not going to recognize your baby
somewhere. That's true. And he'll have a filter on.
This is the time to share your baby's face because it doesn't look like anything yet.
Yeah, but he looks younger than me.
And your baby, I've seen a picture. It's cute. So it's not like one of those babies that people are going to comment and say mean stuff. You know, like you're going to get good feedback.
Like, yikes.
Exactly. Like,
now, do people ever harass you for like not commenting? I got a friend once, his wife was like, why don't you comment on my sonogram picture on Facebook? And I was like, what do you want me to put that's not horrific? Like, oh, I hope it doesn't look like that on the way out. Like, what did you want me to say? And then I was like, he's got beautiful eyes. And she was like, those are balls. I was like, what the fuck are we doing right now? I can't even tell what's going on in there. No.
I couldn't comment. I was too busy jerking off.
Yeah. Well, I do love a good sonogram pic. Nikki, I don't know if kids are in your... Is it something you're thinking about?
No, really think I'm like... I'm at the age where people are still trying to get me to do it and say, like, are you going to do it? But now it's like just I'm getting my friends sending me articles that are like, only kids aren't that weird. Like, it's just you. I'm not going to have kids at this age.
Yeah, they are.
But I could have maybe one kid at my age because I'm in my late 30s. I'm in my latest 30. And so it's like I could maybe have one. But it's I don't know. I'll probably go the adoption route and give it up for adoption. Well, but that's I don't think I would like to prove I can have it to prove I'm fertile so people want to fuck me and like me. But it would just be like, I wouldn't want to keep, you know, like I want to do it just to be like, I did it. And I'm like hot and young still, but I don't care. And this sounds really mean. I'm joking, obviously, but I don't, no, I don't want kids. But I will say though, adoption's tricky because my mom, she's kind of just losing hope that I'm going to have my own. And she said to me recently, if you adopt, I will love that baby as much as if it was your natural born baby. And I go, I don't think you would. And she goes, why not? And I go, because you had to say that. That's why. Of course you wouldn't. But it is true. People worry they won't love them as much. And I think that's a good thing because I think that I look at like my dysfunction and it's from my parents caring so much about how I behaved and why are you like this? You're me, you know? Like, and if your baby's not you, it can be stupid or have dysfunctions and you're just like, it's their parents' fault. You know, it's not mine. And it would be more freeing for a child and less pressure, I think.
Well, we actually...
To love them less. I'm just kidding. If you're adopted, you know. Okay, so you felt it. It's different.
Who is adopted in here? Yeah.
No, it's right. Don't make me do this. I feel bad now.
Go ahead and unhook your mic and hook it back in. Okay. We're getting some weird fucking feedback. It's okay.
That's a woman's voice.
Wait, who said they were adopted? Who? Right here, my man. Yeah. And how long have you been adopted? Or I guess when were you adopted?
6 months old.
Yeah. And are you still keep in touch with the originals? Say it again. Holy fucking shit.
Whoa.
What was that like? Sentimental? Was it like the end of Titanic when people saw each other and they hadn't seen each other since the crash?
No, I'm coming down the ship.
Shut the fuck up over here. He's trying to talk. What is it?
Yeah, no. It was worse.
Oh, no.
It was Titanic.
It was what?
It was worse.
Yeah, okay. I feel like we should abort this moment. No, I want to hear, why was it worse real quick? What's your name?
Just emotions, yeah.
You were fired up. God damn. Okay, well, you got through it. Did you say something to him?
Yeah.
Look at me now. Look what you missed. Did you take it out and go, look what you missed out on? Or something? What it, now, and who, your real parents crushed it, yeah?
It was just my mom.
Yeah, we'll give it up for the fucking moms out there. Let's go. Yeah. Holy shit. Well, look at you. You're crushing it now. What do you do for work?
I work in sales.
Yeah, and what are you selling?
Golf clubs.
Hell yeah. We need that. Thanks for your service. Yeah. All right. Well,
are they used? I'm sorry.
Again, another joke. You guys are not meeting us halfway on.
Play It Again Sports is like an adoption company for sporting equipment.
It is.
Yeah, it finds a new love. People will love it.
Now, is being adopted, is that a category on Pornhub?
Yeah.
You don't have to answer that. No, Nikki, we actually asked AI to create an image. If you have a baby,
what
it will look like. Let's go ahead and throw that image up. There it is.
Yeah.
That's a real AI-created image of a future Nikki Glaser baby, which is a great band name, coincidentally. Nikki Glaser baby. Nikki, how hot are the people on F-Boy Island?
So hot.
Yeah.
So hot. Yeah. That's all they do is work out.
You guys watch F-Boy Island, hosted by Nikki Glaser?
Smattering. That'll get you something.
That'll get you something.
That'll get us the second season.
Are hot people...
That's all you need.
Now, you guys are hot. Are hot people... But there's hot people that aren't funny. So how do you deal with hot people that are just, you know, on the show F-Boy Island and are trying to maybe be funny, but they're not?
I mean, like, of course they're not.
Right.
Like, if you're hot, it's one or the other. Like,
right.
they've always been hot. So if they... But if they were... ugly first, and then they got hot late, they can be funny.
Okay.
Like Matt Rife. You know, like he started... Matt Rife, not ugly, but Matt Rife used to have, like he got hot late, but everyone's like, why is this hot guy funny? It's like, because he wasn't hot starting out. Like, he wasn't hot in the trailer park he came from. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's not an insult. You know what I'm saying? He grew up not... People always get mad when people are hot and funny, and you're like, but if they are actually funny, they weren't hot early on.
Right.
Or if they were... They got molested or something. Like, something horrible happened to them made them funny, I think. But you're so hot and funny, but you are... Okay. I'll just stop what I just said. Why are you funny? Because you've always been so hot.
I was molested. Because I'm hot.
Yes. You have to have some dysfunction to make you be funny, I think.
Yeah.
You're hot.
But I didn't get hot till later, and I molested. No, I wasn't, but I could
have. So you have to deal with the fact that no one molested you.
Yes. It could have happened when I was a baby. I might do ayahuasca and find out.
It is true. Like the kid from The Sandlot, no one touched that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But he's a great actor. But it's just like, yeah, there's something about being a hot kid. All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
I feel like there's... All right. Okay. It's fucking Wednesday. Let's ease up. Now, I want to read some questions from your fans, because you guys got, I mean, whether it's, again, podcasts, specials, tour, shows. Let me get to the fan questions. Okay, so you got fan-submitted questions, because I'm taking up too much time here, and I think that these fans who are big fans of you guys from a myriad of things, again, you guys have so much shit, it's like...
Are there any questions on there, actually? It kind of seems like you're stalling.
My Uber Eats is on the way. I got Panera broccoli cheddar soup, and he's fucking late, and so I'm trying to fill the void. No, we got a question here from Katie Libby, 7 years old, from Tallahassee, Florida.
What?
Okay, I asked for questions from the fans, and the fans welcome the challenge. Katie Libby, 7, from Tallahassee, Florida, said, would you rather do a nude scene in a movie... or have an ex write your next stand-up special? Nikki, you first.
A nude scene in a movie, not a heartbeat.
100%.
Please, can I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and what would the movie be called, or what's the storyline?
People are dying. Women, when they're in good shape, are dying to get nude. We're looking for an excuse to do it. You want to get it on film before it all fails. So I just got asked by PETA to do one of those, like, I'm not going to wear fur, I'd rather go nude. I'm like, yes! I get to be naked.
You
can
do it?
Because you need an excuse. You can't just be, like, hot. You have to have an excuse to be hot. So that's, like, that one of... But PETA, I've always wanted them to ask me, because it's just, like, then you have an excuse to be, you can't be like, I got naked because I just want you to, I'm a whore or whatever. You're like, it's for a good cause. And yeah, you seem like it's noble. So I've been waiting for Pete to ask me forever. It's like the reason I went vegan. And,
yeah, no. Pete's like the new Playboy, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so they reached out to me 5 years ago and it was like, we want to work with Nikki on a campaign. I was like, it's here, finally. I'm going to be naked on a billboard. And it was like, we're doing a campaign to tell people about how cruel the wool industry is. And we want you to dress as a funny / lazy sheep. And so they're like, we want you to cover up more. I was like, fuck you, PETA. And I said no, and I waited, and they just asked me to get naked last month, so I'm doing it. Yes. Thank you.
Wow. You heard
Thank
it
you.
Here first.
I can't eat meat for another month. No, I'm just kidding. I'm vegan for life.
Whit?
Would you do... You would do a nude... Have you done nude?
I'm not vegan.
But would you do a nude scene? Have you been naked, like, topless on camera?
I have... That's what you laugh at? The idea of me topless?
The mere idea.
I will have you know my tits cost $20,000. They're incredible.
They're Let's so go. Good. Oh my God. You're holy crap. I just remembered seeing them. They're so good, you guys. They're so good. Whitney, I've seen your asshole. I remember.
What?
Yes.
What
yes,
was
we
that?
Were spray tanning in your backyard and you were trying to make me laugh and you just bent over and you were like, I didn't get this tan. And then you That's just. It.
She was like, squeeze. These took 45 minutes to get ready for.
It was so funny.
Remember from earlier? All right.
It's good.
You know, guys have is there a double standard? If a girl, when girls are like in the dressing room or the locker room and they're like,
do you think we
well, when they're
walk
like
that?
What's that?
Do you think we just walk like that?
Well, I play a lot of Grand Theft Auto, so the women that I'm trying to talk to in the video game, they walk like this. And I think you know what I mean by that. They work at a gas station and they also own a glory hole. But you know, like,
can you say it without moving your body?
Say what?
What you were about to say. In a dressing room.
Well, girls in a dressing room, they are I think more comfy than guys are.
Doing
but then
what?
I don't,
like, what do they say?
Well, the girls are like,
you
hey.
Just moved your shoulder.
Girls would be like, hey, Catherine, nice tits. And she's like, thanks, Marge. But guys are like. Guys are not like, Brenda, dude, fucking sweet cock. Yeah. So my question is,
we don't say it in the moment. I don't think I said it in the moment. I just clocked that she had amazing tits, I'm telling her now.
When I saw your tits for the first time, I was like, I don't know why I didn't know this. I always assume really skinny means like
no tits. Weird. I have sneaky big tits.
Yes, yeah, you have low-key
sneaky big tits.
I pull.
That's a fun pairing of words to say, I'll tell you that much.
It is fun.
That sounds like some Disney villain.
They're not big, but they're like bigger than you'd think.
Well, they're sneaky.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I do that. Yeah,
do
I do
that.
Sit like
Why
this.
Why do you
I
do hung. That?
I don't know.
Can I teach you something that might help? Start walking like this. People will start, yeah.
You'll see them.
It's just a suggestion. What the fuck do I know? All right, second question.
So you guys, when you see each other's dicks, you don't say anything?
I mean, not, you know, look. Have I taken a second peek sometimes at the urinal?
Yeah.
Yeah, but also I'm not looking to do it. Some guys approach the urinal with the dick already out. You know who you are, fellas. Raise your hand. We got one right here. We got one. Yeah.
Everyone who is adopted.
Yeah, for sure. My man in the corner knows what's up. Yeah, so. So look, I think that you're not looking for it, but sometimes you can't get a little, you can't help but be a little curious.
Yeah.
Question.
Answer.
Do you know when you meet a guy?
Four and a half inches. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, that's usually, if it's anything less than 4.5, I won't look. Is that what you were going to say? All right, I'll let you finish and then I'll move on.
Sometimes, like, you know, when you like. If I met your guy, and if you were like, he has a huge dick, I'd be like, I thought so.
Yes.
Like, oh, sure.
Do you ever know a guy?
She's got a big pussy. No, wait, what? No. I'm trying to stay.
Like, do guys know just by the way men like walk and carry
sure,
themselves? Like,
sure.
What they're up
I got
against?
You. Ready? So here's.
Your shit's unzipped, though, too. I mean.
Oops. Boy, those groundling classes really paid off. I'm so good at improv. All right. So here's a guy with a tiny penis. Ready? Here's the way he walks. Ready? And you girls... Actually, I'm going to do two, and you tell me which is which, okay?
Okay, that's your guy.
In a little game I like to call tiny penis or big penis. You guys want to play it? All right, here we go. So I'm going to do the walk, and you guys can catcall, or you can just, you know, look, window yeah. shop, and then yeah. at the end we'll decide which one was which. So here's the okay. first guy. Ready?
Hey, nice dick.
That's big. That's got to be big.
I think it's big because he's like kicking it off his yes. thighs yeah. to get it. Oh, well,
he has to like it's moving him kind of.
Are what's you up? What's up? What's up? N-word. That might have given it away.
I also think Dr. Phil, you might just call people that.
I do call my cleaning lady the N-word. You're right. All right. Okay. It's a Wednesday. All right, so here's the next guy. Ready?
Wait, now I'm confused.
No, oh, shit.
That's almost, it could be big because you're trying to keep it in between your legs so it's not swinging around.
That's
so
what I'm talking about. Which one is it? Audience, first one, well, tiny first, or big?
Big.
Ask the ass-eating girl. I trust her.
Yeah, let's go to Natalie for this one. Natalie, based on those two walks, whose butt would you take a whip? No, which one was which? The first one, was it tiny or big? Okay. Yeah, are we all in agreement?
We were wrong.
Ladies?
There's no way. The first one was big.
You guess we'll never know.
Come on!
Prove it. What the fuck are you talking about right now? You fucking easy, Mufasa. All right.
Which was it?
So the second one was the big guy. Like you said, he was trying to keep it contained because the first
right.
guy was trying to overcompensate.
Oh.
If you can get out of here for this next part, that'd be great. Thank you so much. Yeah, yeah. She's like, I got to go get some
See
Wheat Thins or a Gatorade
yeah, yeah, yeah,
Zero.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm high
What's
as balls.
Packing?
Cotton mouth is real. Good luck to you.
But, like, when you see a guy walk up to the urinal and then you see his dick, are you like, I knew it?
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just from, you know, if he has a fedora on, tiny.
Yeah.
If he has a scarf on, big.
Oh.
And I don't understand that math, but
no.
I'm more of an English guy anyway. All right, so, last question, and then we're going to move on here. Carl Densmore, 16, from Encino, California, asks, would you rather only watch one single movie for the rest of your life or only eat the same food for the rest of your life?
Mm.
That's a would-you-rather classic.
Oh. Same movie.
Say
Do we
again?
Get to choose the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay. I go movie. Because food's better than movie.
Movies. Food is better than
But
movie.
You're vegan. You do eat the same thing for the rest of
that's
your
so
life.
True. What movie would it be, though? Probably...
What's your favorite movie of all
Cocaine
time?
Cocaine Bear.
When Harry Met Sally.
Cocaine Bear. No,
I do watch the same movie. When Harry Met Sally. I could be happy watching that the rest of my life.
Let's go.
Yeah, I love it. Anyone else?
Is that the one?
Sally? Yeah, thank
it's
you.
Is that the one where she has the orgasm in the diner
yeah,
and snitched
yeah.
on fucking all of us and ruined it?
Yes.
Wait, what about you? Favorite movie of all time?
Oh, God. I think it's Labyrinth.
Let's go.
Ooh.
Let's go. Yeah. I do watch that a couple times a week. I mean, David Bowie's dick in that. I know exactly how big
that's
walk.
Dance, magic, dance, magic, dance.
Magic,
and then
dance,
he just...
Magic.
I know.
It's crazy.
Even the Muppets in that movie were like, get the fuck out of here with this guy's dick. Or what? I haven't seen it, but whatever they said, you know.
His dick was bonkers in that movie. And she was 15, as it should be.
Yeah, I know. That, well, it was a different time.
It was a different time.
That's everyone's excuse to fucking justify the poor behavior. It was the 80s. Okay.
It was a different time.
It was.
I mean, when I was like 16, I dated a like 35. Did anyone else do that?
Yeah. Holy shit.
Dude, when you
were... Where'd you meet him? It's pre-Facebook, right?
A Wendy's.
For real? Did he work
was,
there?
Wait, I was trafficked. I need a second. No, but like, when you were...
This guy's loving it way too much.
When you grow up without money, you like your parents are fine with that.
Right.
Because you need someone to like pick you up from school.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And get
this
you
isn't
a...
sad. I made it.
Yes.
Right. Now, and all, okay,
Did you never date an older guy?
No. I didn't have a boyfriend until I was like 25. Sorry. Is that true? But I had wanted one. I couldn't get one. Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, I wasn't good looking till later. And not that I was, I'm good looking now, but.
You are.
I didn't
figure
it out. Thank you. But I was scared of boys.
Let me say this.
I also didn't want them.
Well, yeah. And you know what? Confidence is an acquired. Sorry, I'm thinking about David Bowie's cock. Confidence is an acquired skill set. You know, and I think that as we get older, you get a little more seasoned as far as who you are and who you want to be and not who you're trying to be. I read that on a Panda Express fortune cookie. All right, I'm going to bring out somebody right now to kind of mix this batch of fun up. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, life is about choices, okay? And sometimes you don't get to choose where you go to school or even what you're going to eat for dinner that day. And my next guest is going to come out and share some wild experiences that she's had to go through. She spent most of her life dealing with something called Munchausen syndrome, okay? Her mom basically told her she was sick, and then she wasn't, and then she killed her mom, and she got out of jail 2 weeks ago, and she's doing her first interview right here on the Dr. Phil Live Show. Ladies and gentlemen, make it fucking loud right now for Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Let her hear it. Holy shit. Great intro music, by the way. It's like the theme from Rocky or some shit. I like that. Wow, this is bonkers. One more time for Gypsy Rose Blanchard, huh? She's how are you?
I'm good. Hi, y'all.
Wow, you're so scared, huh?
I'm so scared, but it's not prison, so yay.
So you got out of jail like 2 weeks ago?
Two weeks, yeah.
And what was the first thing you did? Like go to a Denny's or what'd you do?
Yeah, I went straight to Waffle House.
Cool.
Got them smothered and covered.
Now, I have a...
Good thing she didn't go to Wendy's.
I have so many questions. Gals, please feel free to chime in. So for those of you that don't know the Gypsy Rose Blanchard story, it's... I mean, it's better than the plot of Two Girls, One Cup. It's crazy. It's wild. I mean, your mom basically, your whole life was like, you have cancer, boom, shaved your head.
Done.
She said, you got HPV, boom, take these vitamins,
gone.
Right?
Yeah.
And then she said you couldn't walk and you were in a wheelchair.
Yeah, and I just did it. I'm in the wheelchair.
Did you know you were sick?
I thought it. I mean, you can't see cancer. So I said, okay. Well.
I also read that on a Panda Express fortune cookie. So your mom, so what a shitty fucking twat that she...
Oh, not until I got to prison. They said, you don't have cancer.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So you went to like Disneyland and your mom was like, my kid is sick. And then she got extra, front of the line passes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And so then what, one day you just said, I can walk?
Well, I knew I could walk.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right, follow-up. Has that always been your laugh, or is that...
I get why she thought you were sick. I think she meant mentally ill. Yeah.
Well, she told people that, too. Yeah,
yeah. She was right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now jail is... I mean, so you killed your mom. Or your boyfriend.
I didn't kill my mom. Don't tell people that, or else I'll go back to jail.
Yeah, I don't want that. But your boyfriend did.
He did. Yeah, 17 stabs, and that took her out.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
What prevented him from stopping at like 13?
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, gals, any questions here? I mean, it's a wild. Like I told you, it's a wild Go ahead, Nikki.
How did you meet? I don't know the whole story. How did you meet this guy to kill your mom? And how did that come up? Like, you know,
great question.
And is he single now? He sounds committed.
He's probably single. He's still in jail.
Oh, so he's he'll, for life.
Yeah, Nick Godajohn is his name.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a guy that would do some weird shit.
Yeah.
Nick Godajohn. I think I bought stickers from him in the fifth grade. By the way, who's selling stickers? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a weird undercover business.
Yeah.
You're 12. Nick.
Yeah. But we met on Facebook.
Perfect.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
Now, did you know that, like, you know, when you figure out you're not sick, is it a, you know, because killing someone's a big deal, right?
Sure.
But you were like, well, it doesn't sound that big of a deal when you say it like that. But 17.
I mean, I did 8 years for it, so yeah.
Right. Now, were you bummed out when you knew you were going to jail?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what I could do in prison was walk.
Right. They put a treadmill in there for you or what?
I didn't need one. I was running.
You were running.
Running.
Yeah, just in place.
I wasn't allowed to walk before.
Right. Okay.
Prison. I could walk. I could eat.
Oh yeah. What did you?
Wasn't allowed to do that with my mom.
Your mom told her mom told her she couldn't have sugar. Right.
So was
like
allergic.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Boom. No thanks. And then all of a sudden one day you were like, I think I can have a Twinkie.
Oh yeah.
And then you just deep throated a fucking ho-ho truck. Arn, it looks like my man Arn over here, oops, has a question. Arn, you have a question for Gypsy Rose Blanchard?
Did it feel good?
I'm gonna need you to clarify that creepy fucking question, Arn.
The murder.
Murder. Gypsy, did the murder feel good?
Were you there?
I was there. It did not feel good. Someone, you're trying to get me back in prison. It did not feel good. I am sorry for what I did. I did help plan it. I did not commit it. But she's gone, and I'm free, and yeah, so we're happy.
Well, give it up for her. That's a special story. And you know what's great is you learn something about yourself, right? You learned you can eat treats, right? Dairy Queen is back on the menu, okay?
Yep.
You can walk to wherever you want to go, Target, dollar store, right? Now, before we let you go, is there advice that you have for people that are maybe dealing with a tough time? Because prison is no joke. 8 years locked up. Yeah. I mean, you couldn't see, fuck, you know, you couldn't watch, you couldn't go down a YouTube rabbit hole. You ever watch those soldiers that come home early to surprise their kid videos? And there's like a dad dressed, he's like back from Iraq, and he's like dressed as a bobcat, and some fat fuck is playing the cello, and then he turns around and he's like, so sad, dad. You ever watched? All right. So is there something like, what did you miss in prison, I guess?
Well, I'm learning social media now.
Oh,
that
right.
wasn't a thing when I went in.
Oh, that's
you
crazy.
You are a star.
Yeah, thank you're a star.
You. I think thank we can you. All agree. Yeah.
Well, let's all give you a follow on Instagram. What's your handle?
Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
There she is. Gypsy Rose Blanchard, everybody. Thank you so much. Guys, keep it going for her. That's a big fucking deal. She just got out of jail. She's got that look of maybe she'll kill. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Yep. All right. There she goes. Wow.
What a get.
What a get. You know,
big get.
It was either Gypsy Rose Blanchard or Joe Coy, and we went with Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Nikki Glaser when he comes.
Honey, I'm home early. Mr. Lawson said I was doing a great job today, so he sent me home.
Where's my little honey?
Baker's man. Ah, Friday.
Not again.
For the great taste that always fills you up and never lets you down, thank you to Bud Light.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Hope you're enjoying this episode of Dr. Phil Live. Today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. We're the easiest and most exciting way to play DFS. You know that. It's just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on a 2-6 player stat projection and watch the winnings roll in, baby, because we all like money. You need it to do stuff, whether it's going to Subway or a glory hole. You need money. So, look, it's demon time on Prize Picks. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks, and you can turn $10 into $1,000. We all want to do that. Demons and goblins are the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts, okay? You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. Are you listening? 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. Do you want to play alongside some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and comedian Andrew Schultz? Well, you can right now. You can find community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community each week. Prize Picks even offers injury insurance. What's that? So that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. Come on, man. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy. Prize Picks is simple to play. That's why I love it. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. And that's a long time, ladies. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app in the world. Prize Picks offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts, like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts selected player projections up to 25% to provide even more value. Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay, easy, quick deposits into your account for this next football season. Okay, look, Prize Picks, they come to you. They know what's up. They want you to win. They want to make it easy, affordable, and fun. Do you know what I'm saying? This is the time to do it. You guys want to start making your life cooler? You want to start being the cool guy on the block? You want to be the new kid on the block? You want to be Joey McIntyre or Jordan Knight? We all do. It's time to start putting your money where your mouth is, all right? Look, the big game is right around the corner. You know what I'm talking about, man. The Super Bowl. Hot dogs, burgers, boobs, and butts. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to turn every game-changing moment into 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10, yeah, you, man, into $1,000, okay? That's bonkers. Get in the game. It's your time. You know what I'm doing this week on Prize Picks? I'm selecting Stephen Curry, heard of him, for more than 29 points, and Nikola Jokic for more than 10 rebounds, okay? Because I feel good about those picks. I'm taking Anthony Davis for more than 2 blocks and Damian Lillard for more than 4 three-pointers made, okay? Here's how you participate. Go to prizepicks.com right now. prizepicks.com/be right back and use the promo code be right back for a first deposit match up to $100. Let's go. prizepicks.com/be right back. Promo code be right back for a first deposit match up to $100. That's all you got to do, man. Start living cooler. Start feeling better. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Back to the episode.
Great. Amazing. Fantastic. Guys, one more time for Whitney Cummings and Nikki Glaser. Come on, make some fucking noise if you're feeling good about yourself. It's been an amazing show. I want to take things up a notch right now. You guys, obviously, it's tough. It's tough to be a human being in 2024, and I think guys could use a little upgrade and an update in the way that we're recognizing how you guys go through your day-to-day, especially when it comes to just feeling feelings and pain. Okay, I don't know what a period cramp is like. I don't know. I've got no fucking clue, but I watch all these TikToks where women will put the machines on their man, okay, and have them fucking feel it, and then the guy's like, So I thought, what better way to get into a special piece of tonight's show than feeling what that feels like? So I'd like to bring out a very special guest for this segment of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, he's got a new Amazon special called Pterodactyl. He's got 50 billion views on the internet. Give it up for the one and only Trevor Wallace. Let him hear it, guys. Make some noise for Trevor Wallace. There he is. There he is, guys. There he is. Take that mic, Trevor.
Hell yeah, Pete. I got that iPod Nano. Hello.
Trevor, how you... Trevor, you ever had a period?
Yeah, dude. Every time I'm hungover, I think about ending it, you know?
Let's go. Let's go.
Hell yeah,
it's dude. A crazy feeling. You know, and it's one of those things, and you and I were talking about this pre-show, that it's something that we, you know, we don't want to go through it, but we empathize, right?
Yes.
Have you empathized recently about something?
Yeah. So what I do, if anybody is having a period, mainly women, I will tell them, you know, like a lot of times I take abstinence after, I don't want to have sex,
yep.
You know, because I'm just feeling what they're going through,
yep.
You know. And then I make love to a fleshlight that night. So.
Fleshlights are coming back.
They are. They never left.
Who's got a fleshlight? I don't believe any of you, by the way. Yeah, a fleshlight, it's, you know, it's not the real thing, but it's playing the part.
I think the saddest part is cleaning it out. The post-nut regret, and you got, like, old Tupperware that you haven't cleaned out next to it. The priorities, your roommate's like, hey, man, what are you doing in there? I know, you just dim the lights real quick, please.
Yeah, you got to turn the lights off if you're making love to a fleshlight. That's the second time I've said that today. Go ahead, Whitney.
Do you move it like this, or do you hold it straight and fuck it?
Let's ask Tad. Tad, come back out here from the start of the show. Ted, where are you? There he is. Ted, how do you handle a fleshlight? Okay, all right. Now, guys, we've got these period simulators that Trevor brought out, and we're going to put them on myself, Tad, and Trevor, gals. And
to make this realistic, are you going to get suicidal thoughts for 3 days leading up to this? And
well, you bring up a good point. Can you guys take
us
through?
There's more than just this.
Can you take us through what it feels like to have a period? And DJ, hit me with some period cramp music. Seven out of 10 women have a period. This feels like one of those things. So go, I guess tell it. Yeah, you want to dance over here, Ted?
Seven out of 10 women have periods. This is California. Men have periods too. But you want us to tell you what it feels like?
What it feels like before we get strapped up here.
One of the best cramp remedies that my friend just told me about, she has her boyfriend. You lay down in the fetal position, which you're already in because you're in so much pain. You lay down like this, and then you're have someone take their elbows and elbow you in the back up and down. And it feels so good,
this
and it really
jiu-jitsu
helps the front
right
for
there.
Some
that's
reason. Yes. And then they can penetrate you from behind while they're doing it as well. And
hell
that's
yeah.
Just something for them.
Here's
you know.
Also crazy is that a lot of guys don't want to have sex with women on their period if they're gay.
Right here.
You're totally. A gay man. You're a gay man.
You know who you are.
And sex feels the best when you're on your period, believe it or not.
I've
yeah,
because
you
said
get
that.
It out. It like plunges it's, you out. Yeah.
That's not what I was gonna say.
It's like you're stopped up. Yeah, I mean it can be.
Well, I don't think
great.
We should waste any time. We're gonna do a little game called Can You Handle It
right.
With Trevor, myself, and Tad. And we're gonna put it up to I was told that there's a level on this that is full period cramp. And if we can handle it, the winner gets my Panera when it shows up. How about that? All right, you guys excited? We're going to do this. We're going to figure it out right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Cramp me up.
All right. Trevor, are you strapped up? I got to strap you up.
I got nothing on me.
Strap me down, Philly. Oh, nice.
I like your, what is it? What's it called again? The trail?
Oh, thanks, man. I've been working on that,
why
dude.
Did you stick to him?
All right, so I'm going to turn this on. Come up to the front here, Trev.
Whoa.
Say it again. It's too high on him? Who the fuck
yeah,
are you?
I put it on the
He's a doctor, lady.
I'm a doctor. You're just a person.
Yeah, it's like I put it a little too
okay,
high.
Okay, oh, Nikki's got it too.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, so this is great. Okay, so
wait,
it's
you're
Trevor.
Doing it too?
It's Trevor versus
yeah,
Nikki.
Yeah, I want to know that if it's doing it right.
Oh shit.
Oh okay. Shit. Okay.
We got an
so
authentic
this is,
one.
We got okay.
Ooh,
so
it's starting. Whoa.
Wait. Let me lower it.
Okay.
Whoa.
So. So
wait,
what?
You know what you're doing?
Yeah, well, it's my first time using it.
This is it.
Okay.
How do I put
wait, so what level are you at?
I just pressed the plus button. And
okay,
it's
plus
it.
Button. All right,
whoa.
So let's go. Wait, let's do it together.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
wait, we're live. We're
wait,
live.
Wait.
Whoa,
wait.
No,
this feels
no,
kinda
no,
good.
No.
Okay,
whoa,
are you on the. Wait, you're on two? Okay,
I
I'm on
like
two.
This. I don't like this.
Hey,
what?
Let me know.
It feels like my table's ready at Outback Steakhouse. What's happening?
Okay. You guys, this is just proof you should never go vegan.
No, this
I'm
really
fine.
Is. No, put it up to that.
All right, we're going. What number are you at? What number is that?
I think I'm all
are
the way up.
Are you all the way up?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, how do I go up?
How is
I
that?
Oh, I haven't felt like this since the Mango Jewel Pod days. This is good.
All right, I'm going up again, Trevor.
Why?
The
is
girls,
that the volume button? What are you doing?
The girls are where the girls are. Oh, Whitney's think, still at
wait,
two.
Why does this exist?
Just hit the
why
plus button right there.
Yeah, I'm at the top.
Oh, you are. Oh shit, they're
this
at the top.
Good.
You're at the top, and
I'm
you guys aren't even fucking flinching. And this guy's at level
I'm
four.
I'm a little wrecked. Stop.
We're going one more.
Oh, there it is.
That really
is that too much?
Stop.
Okay, stop. Stop. Fuck. All right, Trevor lost. One more time for Trevor Wallace. Let him hear it. Holy shit. Wow.
Oh, how do you do this?
Are you serious?
Jesus Christ.
Wait, how far
you
did you
you sound like
look?
A boyfriend right now. Are you serious? I'm on my fucking period, Whitney.
I just gave birth.
All right, Tad, you're next, baby. Tad, come on up. Guys, make some noise for Tad. Let's go.
It's still going.
It's still going?
It's still
oh,
going.
Shit. All right, it's off now, yeah?
Yeah, put her on airplane mode.
Yeah. All right, Tad. Yeah. All right, Tad. Can we get some more period cramp music, DJ? Thank you. Say it again.
What did you do?
I put this at the right speed that is actual period cramps. It's on it. It's doing it.
Okay.
Did you guys get dressed together?
Yeah.
Wait, so, okay, so Nikki's doing it again.
Is it going?
So the first time wasn't the right time.
Oh!
Right?
Oh, shit.
Oh! Wait.
Oh, shit.
I don't like this at all.
Let it be known that Trevor did not sign a waiver for this.
No.
Are you okay?
I don't know. I don't, it feels like bad? There's a Motorola Razor in my stomach.
What the fuck?
It's like the...
You're still feeling it? Oh, shit.
Oh, okay, turn
okay,
it
turn
off.
It off. Turn it off.
I'm
God
sweating.
Damn it, Nikki. Turn it off.
Do I have abs now?
Holy shit.
Yo.
All right, Tad. Tad is on. And Tad, are you on full blast?
Yeah, and Trevor Wallace is a little bitch, dude.
Dude, he's just listening to Papa Roach on a Zune right now.
Oh, it hurts.
Dude, yours
isn't
even...
Suck my nards, dude.
Is it on?
Yeah, dude.
Crank it up, bitch.
It's all the way up, dude.
It's all the way up,
put
dude.
Put that bitch in sport. Oh, is
look,
it?
It's all the way up, and just proving again you're a bitch.
Dude, you need therapy, dog.
Fine, double up, dude.
Wait.
BetterHelp.com.
Okay, four feels like a bad idea, but here we go.
Oh, it's,
okay.
Oh,
shit. Okay, okay.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay,
okay.
Shut it off. Shut
okay,
it
shut
off.
It off. God
shut
damn it.
Off.
Shut that shit off, Nikki. Shut what the fuck?
Oh. At least hold his hair. Oh.
Hold his hair back.
Oh, Nikki, penetrate me from behind. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Feels good.
Now that's how you fuck a fleshlight right there.
Hey, 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 what did I tell you when you came up here, okay? You had one job. I said, we're going to try to get to the bottom of your problems, and you embarrassed me in front of my friends.
What?
What do you mean, what? Go ahead, Nikki, take a turn. Still on, by the way. Oh, shit. It's still on. Turn that shit off. God damn
it. Put it on his dick.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, dude. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm so fucking sorry. God damn it. Oh, God, how many are there? Ah! Don't do it. Oh, shit. Fuck, man. Oh, shit. I'm so fucking sorry. God damn it. Are you okay? Trevor Wallace is a bitch. I'm sorry you guys had to see that. But I'm not sorry you guys had to understand that. Okay? Because I think that tonight was a huge success. My fingers are having a heart attack right now. Just from touching that fucking device that I bought at Rite Aid. But it doesn't matter where I bought it or where I'm using it, because I had a purpose, and I think that's what we can all identify with. Now, tonight we learned a lot of stuff, okay? We learned that it's sometimes okay to forget where you came from, okay? It's sometimes okay to bring up diarrhea unprovoked. And it's sometimes okay to know that, hey, guess what? You might not have started out the way you wanted to, but you finished strong. Right, my man in the corner? Right? Yeah. Yeah. And it gets easier. And this too shall pass. My friend Joey McIntyre from the New Kids on the Block told me that. Give it up for him. He's here tonight. Give it up for him. Joey McIntyre. Step by step, day by day. And even if you come outside and you're looking to make a choice, okay, and improve your lifestyle, it's okay if you have a fake name, my man Aaron right here. But I think that as we continue to figure out the ups, Tad, are you okay? Are you turning it back on?
My foot started to cramp.
Oh shit! All right, Trevor, are you turning it back on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm on the ground now, bitch.
I think that if you get up in the morning and you've got a twinkle in your eye, make sure that you pass that on. Right, Trevor?
Yeah, pass it on.
And I think, thanks, Trevor.
Amen.
And I think that if you make sure that you're trying to connect with people from all walks of life, then you can probably get away with being a vegan and not being embarrassed, right, Nikki?
That's right, Dr. Phil.
Right here.
That's right, Dr. Phil.
Hey, Whitney, I think it's pretty fucking cool that you pushed a human being out of you. And this is your first show since you had that fucking baby. Make some noise for Whitney for coming out. She shot her special here, had a baby at home, and then came back to finish the job. That's a special person. And it doesn't matter if you dress like Michael, you know, or you cut your own hair. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the friendships, and it's all about making sure that you have the right amount of enthusiasm. And if you get cheated on, you know, just like my man Angel said to start the show, even though he ate a bong before he came in here tonight, that you put one foot in front of the other and you do what, Angel?
You say fuck it.
You say fuck it. Did you guys have a good time tonight? One more time for Nikki Glaser and Whitney Cummings. Let them hear it. One more time for Trevor Wallace over here on the keyboard. One more time for Tad laying down low and taking one for the team. Did you guys have a good time? You guys were unbelievable. Thank you so much for coming out. Robin, I'll see you at home. Get the fucking toy cars ready. We're going for a ride. Good night, everybody.
This is The Confused Breakfast,
a movie podcast creating a lot of ruckus around the world.
We talk about classic movies the same way that you and your friends talk about them,
with a little bit of film buff knowledge thrown in because we just can't help ourselves.
If movie quotes are part of your daily vocabulary,
if you like to talk about fun fan theories,
if you've always wanted to punch a movie character in the face,
we're here to podcast for you.
From Back to the Future,
Ghostbusters,
The Shining, and so many more.
Check out The Confused Breakfast wherever you listen to podcasts.